Chapter 53. A Desired Superhuman Ruler. When Jesus miraculously feeds the thousands, the people are amazed. "This is for a certainty the prophet that was to come into the world," they say. They conclude not only that Jesus must be that prophet greater than Moses, but also that he would make a most desirable ruler. So they plan to seize him and make him king. Jesus, however, is aware of what the people are planning, so he quickly moves to avoid being forcibly drafted by them. He dismisses the crowds and compels his disciples to get in their boat and head back toward Capernaum. He then withdraws into the mountain to pray. That night, Jesus is there all alone. Shortly before dawn, Jesus looks out from his elevated vantage point and observes waves being whipped up on the sea by a strong wind. In the light of the almost full moon, since it is near Passover, Jesus sees the boat with his disciples struggling to make headway against the waves. The men are rowing with all their might. At seeing this, Jesus descends from the mountain and begins walking toward the boat across the waves. The boat has gone about 3 or 4 miles when Jesus reaches it. However, he continues on as though he is going to pass by. When the disciples see him, they cry, "It is an apparition!" Jesus comfortingly responds, "It is I. Have no fear." But Peter says, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you over the waters." "Come," Jesus answers. Thereupon, Peter, getting out of the boat, walks over the waters toward Jesus. But looking at the windstorm, Peter becomes afraid, and starting to sink, he cries, "Lord, save me!" Immediately stretching out his hand, Jesus catches him, saying, "You with little faith, why did you give way to doubt?" After Peter and Jesus get back into the boat, the wind stops, and the disciples are amazed. But should they be? If they had grasped the meaning of the loaves by appreciating the great miracle Jesus performed a few hours earlier when he fed thousands with only 5 loaves and 2 little fishes, then it should not have seemed so amazing that he could walk on water and cause the wind to abate. Now, however, the disciples do obeisance to Jesus and say, "You are really God's Son." In a short time, they reach Gennesaret, a beautiful, fruitful plain near Capernaum. There they anchor the boat. But when they go ashore, people recognize Jesus and go into the surrounding country, finding those who are sick. When these are brought on their cots and just touch the fringe of Jesus' outer garment, they are made completely well. Meanwhile, the crowd that witnessed the miraculous feeding of the thousands discover that Jesus has left. So when little boats from Tiberias arrive, they board these and sail to Capernaum to look for Jesus. When they find him, they ask, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Jesus rebukes them, as we soon will see.